Barhead. The Barhead Bombers dropped a pair of home games last weekend in dramatic fashion. On January 29, they lost 3-2 to the Hinton Timberwolves after going up by a pair of goals, the first coming in the first period from Gabriel Caron Lalancette thanks to a nice pass from Joshua Cockin. His brother Maxime drew the second assist. About 4 minutes into the second period, Cockin would extend the Bombers' lead with an unassisted goal. Hinton then cut into the lead 4 minutes later with a goal by Todd Thompson. Former Barhead Bomber Alak Rice tied the game at about the 12-minute mark of the third period. The Timberwolves acquired Rice shortly after the new year via a trade that saw the Caron Lalancette brothers coming to Barhead. With just over 3 minutes to go in the game, Hinton sealed Barhead's fate thanks to an unassisted goal by Marian Pozitka. The night before, the Bombers lost to the Canham Junior Hockey League's top team, the Cold Lake Arrows 6-5, after squandering a 3-goal lead. In the third period, the Bombers sported a 5-2 lead. The Bombers faced the Arrows, where they once again found themselves trying to defend a 4-2 lead. Unfortunately for the Bombers, Cold Lake's offense exploded, scoring 7 unanswered goals, giving them the win. Following the Hinton game, Bombers head coach Joey McEwen said he was concerned about his team's inability to hold leads. "Holding leads has been something that has been a problem for us this year," he said. "We are a talented team, but we are young. I think we may be the youngest team in the league. Sometimes our excitement gets the better of us. We have to learn how to keep it all together and stay composed when things go against us, and one or two goals get scored against us when we do have the lead." Unfortunately, McEwen said they also had the misfortune to face a Timberwolves team that was on a roll. They are on a hot streak. They have won 5 straight and are firing on all cylinders. To beat them, we needed to be at our best and play a full 60-minute game. And although the effort was there, we did have a few lapses, where we were more concerned about offense and let our defensive coverage slide. However, McEwen said he is pleased with the progress the Bombers have made in a relatively short time. He said when he took over as bench boss in November after replacing Dave Riske, the first time they faced the Arrows, they were shellacked 14-1. "We were able to stick with the first place team," he said. "Cold Lake is the standard for the league. To see our young kids skate and compete with the best is very rewarding." McEwen also noted the current group have only been together for a relatively short period, saying there are only about 7 players left from the opening game roster. "We have 12 to 13 new bodies, and it has really changed the culture of our team," he said. "We play a very exciting brand of hockey, and if we can stop some of the mental breakdowns we are having at key times, through a lot of video, a lot of work and practice in our D-zone, to start cleaning up those mistakes, we will be a real force come playoffs." The Bombers' next home game is against the Cold Lake Arrows on Sunday, February 6. Beakerton at barhead.greatwest.ca.